Let's start with Washington, WPFW. Marcus?
Hi, how are you?
What would you like? Yes, what would you like from the NSC?
I am pleased to report we had a special meeting yesterday where we were given a draft budget on last Wednesday. We will have a regularly scheduled Finance Committee meeting on Wednesday where hopefully we can vote the budget out to the LSB and hopefully our chairman of our LSB has committed to having a special committee meeting to vote on the budget. So the long and short of the answer to your question is I would request an extension to the next NSC meeting where we would make every effort to have an approved schedule at that time.
So you are requesting an extension to August 14th?
Correct.
Okay. What I would like to do with these, because we are obviously going to have a series of them, is not get into too much commentary back and forth and basically vote them up and down. I understand that people have frustrations about the extensions. We do not need to grant any extensions above and beyond what we do choose to grant tonight.
A point of information.
Yes, Lamar.
Oh, just quickly, PFW has, as Marcus said, has a budget.
Mm-hmm.
They have one.
Yeah.
It has to go through the process. I have a copy of it. So we
have
a draft on the PFW.
Well, you know, that's why we're asking the treasurers to tell us what they're asking for and also to tell us why. If there is, in fact, a draft budget that's out and it looks reasonable, then that's a good sign. And that's a reason to show good faith with the process. But that said, does anybody quickly want to address that before we vote this up or down?
Arlene?
Yes, go ahead, Arlene.
Just a quickie. I talked to John Hughes today, and he said that the budget, you know, meets with his satisfaction, and so it's just a matter of the formalities to finish everything.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I mean, what I would say to the committee is, you know, I totally understand that we do not want to get into a September jam, and I don't think that we should do anything that would cause that to occur. In general, it's better to get an LSB-approved budget if we can. And ideally, if we are not granting extensions above and beyond the middle of August, we should have a month-long window to work to meet our deadline of all the budgets approved by September 15th, which is what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
But it is, of course, up to the committee because we have a timeline and people are allowed to kind of vote their questions here. Does anyone have any questions, clarifying questions about the situation in D.C., or are you ready to vote?
As it can, I have a question.
Okay.
What's the difference between your estimated fund drive days this year and last year? I mean, for 2013, and what were they estimated to be for 2012?
Marcus, can you answer that without the budget in front of you?
No. The estimated fund drive days. Total number of days. No, I don't have that in front of me.
I'd be happy
to provide that.
Okay, what I'm going to say, Ken, is we're voting on the extension. We're not voting on the budget.
Okay, thank you.
You know.
Okay.
So with that, our poll, can you call the roll? A yes vote will extend the deadline for WPFW to August 14th. A no vote will revert that budget to the Finance Committee for action.
Question, would the chair like to ask if anybody objects?
Yes, the chair would. Does anybody object?
Without objection.
Well, wait a second, Deb. Well, we have to wait and see. You can't answer before anybody has a chance. All right. Sounds like Campbell's right, and there's no objection. Done.
Thank you.
All right. That brings us to WBAI, the land of New York. And R. Paul, can you tell us what you are asking for?
Okay.
If anything.
Of course. We've gone over it a bit. We're not going to be grinding the thing extremely finely this year, but we have, the Finance Committee has looked at some of the at most of the biggest numbers, and debated that a lot, and we've gotten the general manager to come into our last couple of meetings and give us information on this stuff. One of the things I need to bring up is a question that I think will probably be deferred and answered offline or something, because I think we already know. The current flap is on page 23 of the audit. There's something called deferred rent liability, $714,523. And some people have attempted to say BAI owes that much money right now in rent. And others are saying, no, that's the projection of what it would be for, you know, the next year or 2 years or some number of years in the future.
2020.
Okay, so that's the stuff going to the end of lease. Okay, that's what some of us thought it was, and so that clarifies that. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
The deal is that the LSB meets on August 8th. I'm hoping we can get the LSB to deal with the budget. The general manager of BAI and I will be sitting down to nail a few final things in there. There are some changes. For instance, personnel is being cut, so the salaries and related item is going to be lowered in our expenses so from what it was originally. So that's going to be cut, and there are probably a couple of more small things in there, and he and I will put together the budget and the presentation for a budget, and we'll be certainly attempting to bring that to the LSB on August 8th. So I would also request, pardon me, that WBAI get an extension to the August 14th NFC meeting. So that's my motion.
Okay. Let's not get into a huge discussion, but are there any points of clarification or questions?
No, Arlene.
Or yes,
that exact date, please.
The CPB funds for WBAI will probably need to be reduced by $14,000 because of payback.
Okay. Paul, will you record that for the record?
I'm writing it down now, yes.
Okay. I mean, speaking as the chair, I do want to remind the group that WBAI was one of our challenging budgets last year. It was one of the ones that went right down to the wire. So I do think that we have to pay attention to that process. That said, I don't think that giving a good faith effort for the first 2 weeks of August is necessarily unwarranted. I am not entirely sure whether that extension will be enough for the WBAI process, but I think we could certainly offer it and find out. I would be hesitant to run the WBAI budget into September as we did last year.
Arlene, one more to the stack.
Yeah. Is there anybody else on the stack since you spoke before?
I wanted to confirm the date. Is it the 8th?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Arlene?
Yeah, my question is that last year we allowed for a reduction in central services from WBAI, and I think that's an issue that has to be addressed again as to what's going to happen there.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about that. R. Paul, do you have a comment about that at this point, or would you rather get further into the process before you comment?
The reality is that, we're probably going to have to, you know, be realistic about central services or shared expenses payments.
Octagonal glass.
So, I think we're probably going to have to come up with a suggestion on that. And there's no way that I can see. Maybe I'm wrong. There's no way I can see that we're going to be paying the full 19.5%, although we've been paying, you know, what we were, the reduced amount we were given last year. So we've been paying that, I'm told, by management. So, yeah, that'll be an issue, and that'll be something that'll be brought up to the NFC, I'm sure.
I don't doubt it. Okay. We will have to deal with that on the merits when the budget comes to us with the LSB's proposal. I don't think at this point in time we can sort of, I think talking about it in the abstract, we need to talk about specific numbers in the context of the whole budget, and that will obviously be a long, lengthy, and difficult conversation. That said, the issue on the table is whether we will have that conversation August 14th or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
So, R. Paul, do you want to, well, let's see, are there any objections to the proposal by the WBAI treasurer? Okay, sounds like we have one of those without objection things.
Without objections.
So that is passed. And we will move on to KPFK. Kim?
Okay, well, I got a first draft. It has 94 fund drive days for next year. Our budget for this year was 80 days. We are, God, where are we at right now? The way, this year's expenses are going to be satisfied is by adding, it's going to run for 2 or 3 weeks as opposed to 10 days in August. So I'm kind of not on board, which would bring us up to a total of 95 days, as opposed to the 89 days, which was already 9 days over budget.
Okay,
so,
Kim, what is the status of this draft budget? Has your LSB Finance Committee looked at it?
It's based on that. For revenue, so I can't support it. It does.
Has your LSB Finance Committee looked at it? Has your LSB looked at it?
It was supposed to be discussed at last Saturday's meeting. They were preoccupied with other things.
Mm-hmm.
The Finance Committee meets next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And the LSB has set up something, some kind of a meeting for the following Saturday. I'm not sure what they're really want. You know, it's maybe about, you know, the budget. I'm not sure. So that's where we're at.
Would that be Saturday, August 11th or Saturday, August 18th? Which Saturday?
Ooh.
For the LSB.
Oh, hang on. Saturday the 11th.
Okay.
And then we have the LSB meeting the following 15th.
Okay.
So there's
as
the apple here. I do not get a sense that we're going to be able to come to terms on the amount of fund drive days for the budget.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, are you asking as treasurer for an extension to be granted so that the LSB can opinionate on the budget and do something and either approve it or change it? Or are you asking at this point for the NFC to take over the budgetary process?
I think the LSB should see what they want to do and see where, you know, and see what the Finance Committee can do or whatever. We got 3 more bites of the budget up until the 15th, so that would preclude me from there's a outside chance they could approve it on the 11th or not, or do something.
Well, then it sounds like you're asking for an extension beyond the meeting on the 14th.
Well, actually, I guess not. Tracy, I have no idea what's going to happen. You know,
take the 18th.
Okay. Let me make a case that if your next regularly scheduled LSB meeting is not until August 15th, and you're not sure that the budget is going to be taken up before then, then that
well, I'm
probably
sure it's going to be taken up by the 11th. I'm not sure that it will get resolved on the 11th.
Okay. Well, you need to ask us for something concrete, Kim. Basically, we can ask for an extension till the NFC meeting on the 14th, and then we might or might not grant another extension, or you can ask for an extension until the 28th of August, which would give your LSB time to do whatever it's going to do.
Well,
but you need to ask for one or the other.
Probably the 28th is better.
Okay. So that's the ask on the table. Are there any quick comments or clarifying questions? Okay. Are there any objections?
Pardon me?
Oh, I'm asking if there's any objections to the request of the KPFK treasurer. And actually, if it's okay, R. Paul, could we have a roll call on this? I don't think it's going to change the results, but I actually do want to vote.
Okay.
Is this for the 28th?
This is for the 28th.
Okay.
Okay, 1 second.
Can I just ask, Ken, do you have any other ideas about what I should do?
No, that's fine.
Okay. I am sure that the motion will pass.
Yes. Well, fine. This is just part of information. So, let me just be clear. So, we're saying that we're looking at a budget on August the 28th. Is that correct?
Or not. Or not.
Well,
or
we're looking at either an LSB-approved budget on the 28th, or at that point, the NFC will take it at whatever position it's in and finish it up.
Thank you.
Okay, the motion I have is to extend consideration of the KPFK, extend the deadline for KPFK's FY13 budget to the August 28th NFC meeting. Ken Aaron. Ken Aaron? Okay. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Marcus Jeter.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Well, I was going to say yes. I'd like to, if Bill wants to tell me why he's voting no, but I'll say yes.
Too long.
R. Paul Martin,
okay.
Yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to go ahead and vote no.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
LeVarn Williams.
I'll abstain.
Ken Aaron there yet?
Yes.
Okay, Ken Aaron voting yes. Okay, the count is 8-4, 2 against, 1 abstention.
Yeah, okay. I understood that it would pass. But okay, so that's where we are, Kim.
Fine.
And we will pass for you on the 28th. And, of course, you know, keep us posted as things develop to the finance listserv.
Yes, I mean, if it gets approved on the 11th, then, you know, I'll have
yes, then we'll all have a party. Okay, so that brings us to the last station, KPFA, and we will need to deal with the archives as well, which hopefully Arlene can get us up to speed on, but let's get the last station done. Barbara, what's the status with KPFA, and what are you asking for?
Well, the same thing that we kind of announced earlier, that the LSB is meeting this coming Saturday on the 4th, and it will be considered then. Hopefully it is being sent out this evening. Maria and Andrew have been working diligently on the assignment from the PNB, and the budget had been worked up to a certain point, and there were some difficulties with some of the formulas in the template, and so that needed to be ironed out. And I don't have in front of me the most current thing. I didn't go into the radio station today. And however, we are, I believe, very close, and we'll be sending it out tonight or tomorrow to the LSB and Laverne. And
thank you.
Then on Saturday, the LSB will be considering it and also receiving the report from the business manager and the IGM about the current state of things, based on, you know, the response to the PNB resolution.
The forecast, yeah.
Yes.
The fourth quarter forecast. Okay, yeah. Well, that, yeah, I mean, that actually can go, I think, straight to the PNB and the ED, but whatever. Okay, so it sounds like you're asking for an extension to the 14th.
Correct.
Okay.
No, well, yes. You mean PNB consideration?
Yes.
Well,
the 14th is the next National Finance
Committee,
and it comes here.
I'm sorry, the NFC. Yeah.
Yeah, and if it is done on the 4th, then obviously we'll be happy to see it on the 5th or the 6th. But
I'll
the
be
next
really
time
happy
we could
to see it
we
on
could,
the 4th also.
Yeah, but the next time we can work on it is the 14th. Okay.
Okay.
Are there any clarifying questions about the request from the KPFA treasurer? Are there any objections?
Bill, can I just make a comment? I'm not going to object to this, but the reason, like I voted no on the past one, is that I don't want these to just keep getting extended and extended. We got ourselves in really big trouble last year, and I want to make sure we have time to go over all these, you know, get any questions answered that we need to, so we can get everything to the PNB so they can vote on it before the end of the fiscal year, including the consolidated budget, which can't happen until all the others are done. So I just don't want these extensions to keep getting extended further.
Right. I hear you. Okay. Any objections? Duly noted. Done. Okay. That leaves us with the archives. The National Office and Consolidated Budgets, of course, will follow the five stations and the archives. So hopefully by the end of August, we will be able to get those on the road. But we'll have to see how things go. In terms of the archives budget, Arlene, do you have any idea where that stands or when we can expect it?
Right. Well, they have put together a budget for next year, but it's dependent on knowing what kind of central services they will receive. So until we have station budgets, they can't complete their budget.
Okay, so you're not intending to submit the archives budget until the other four stations come through.
Right, and you know, and then we have the additional issue that that Brian has raised in his fourth quarter forecast, which is the amount of central services that has not been paid this year, and so consequently, you know, concerns about that for next year.
Okay. All right, so that's where we will be with the archives. That sounds like a sensible process. Yes, Lamarne, what is it?
What it is the PRA budget. Okay, the other issue with the with PRA budget is the purchase of premiums from the archives. And in order to do a really good budget projection from the archives, we need to know how much in premiums that each station plans to purchase. Now, KPFK actually does a good forecast, so they're planning about $18,000 in premiums from PRA. So we need so if I look at KPFT, that is another item. If that is not in there, that's what we're going to have to ask for so that the archives will know exactly where they will be in terms of revenue needed. So the point is that we need to know how much in premiums that each station planned to purchase from archives. In addition, there's an issue about this, particularly KPFA, and the fact that, you know, we need to reinforce what the mission is for the archives, and that's, you know, the history of the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know that each station is part of the Pacifica mission, which is to maintain the archives and to produce the records and CDs of all performances and everything, and that going to the archives. So there are two issues in here. One is adherence to the mission, that what the archives is for the mission and for the foundation, and the other is we need you to put in your budget how much you plan to purchase from the archives. And just one more point. The point which I've made with all the general managers is that when you look at this high value premiums that you have to deduct from your revenue, if you get premiums from the archives, then you are not deducting anything from your revenue that you're for high value premiums, because it's not a high value premium if you get it from the archives. That's what the point is. So it helps the station. It helps the station in terms of income from CPD. It helps the foundation in terms of the archives getting the funds that you would give to some outside vendor. So please need to make sure it's in there.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All right. So with that, I think we're going to – have we done everything about extension requests that we need to do? I think we have. So we're going to move to our fourth quarter forecast item. I think, guys, we're going to go until about 7:45 tonight, and I'm sorry about that. We may end up doing a little bit of postponing. Yeah.
Did you want to go back to the KPFT?
Yes, I do, before we get into fourth quarter forecast. Absolutely.
Right.
So Bill has written the motion. So, R. Paul, you have it. I will go ahead and read it.
Already. you can read it, but I already
thank you.
But go ahead.
All right. Well, version one goes, I move that the KPFT budget as presented to the NFC on July 30th be approved with the following adjustments/corrections. A, decrease GL items 5801 to 5802 CPB grant revenue by $3,000 to include the penalty from CPB on thank you gifts. B, increase other revenue by $75,000 in accordance with the projected revenue estimates for FY 2012 from the Pacifica National Office. C, increase GL 6101 payroll taxes dash SUI to $3,600 to be consistent with FY 2012 with reduction due to less personnel for FY 2013.
And Bill, you are changing that. Yeah, instead of B, increase other revenue by $75,000, let's just make that $7,000 because, our GM may have good reasons for projecting less listener support revenue. And even though, it's usually considered safe to assume it'll be what the actuals were for the previous year, I'd rather not increase it there. If we increase it by $7,000, that's still less than the projections from the national office for the rest of this fiscal year.
I'm actually much more comfortable with that.
It would cover those
other
two items.
Yep.
Okay, so B is going to be $7,000 instead of $75,000.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Could I suggest reduction due to fewer personnel or less personnel costs? Less personnel is cutting people physically in half or something.
We should never do that. I would say
reduce salary.
Fewer personnel would be
okay.
Correct there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's the motion on the floor. Are there any objections to the motion? Okay, then the motion has passed. Thank you, everyone, and we will do a brief check-in that these changes have been made to the KPFT budget. But other than that, it is passed, and it will go to the PNB following the August 14th meeting. Yay, Houston. Okay, with that, we will move on to the forecasting item. There's two pieces to this. The first is a request from Bill Crozier that to some degree the NFC look at and review the fourth quarter forecasts. At the moment, the PNB has received them from the archives and from the Houston station. I'm told that KPFK filed one, although where it went exactly, I'm not sure. I'm told that KPFAs will not be available until this upcoming weekend, and I don't know about D.C. and New York. So I guess
Okay.
Oh, you're referring to the document that was given out by the National
office.
Yeah,
okay.
By the national office a week ago yesterday, which includes
yep.
projections
okay.
through the end of this fiscal year for all stations and also consolidated.
And that we do a sort of a review on it. Okay.
Right. And
well, why don't,
what we need to do.
Arlene,
okay.
back.
Then hang on a sec, Arlene. So why don't we go ahead and do that, and I might let you kind of facilitate that part, Bill, since you seem to have a fairly clear idea what you want to review with that document.
Okay.
And then there is a motion that I submitted apropos of that that we will have to take up. Arlene, what's your comment?
Okay, I have two or three things. One is that, being the PNB meeting that was passed on Monday, and I got it out and discussed it with the managers on Tuesday, they were given a 5 o'clock tomorrow deadline for submitting these reports.
Okay. So those reports will come in. Okay.
Okay, KPFK has submitted the description, and we need to discuss the forecast with him before we want to pass it on, and Laverne and I are scheduled to do that tomorrow. WPFW, we're just waiting for the spreadsheet to come in from Robert, but John Hughes has submitted his written narrative, and it does include $157,000 in cuts in reduction of expenses. Berthold is working on his. I've talked with him today. And as you've already noted, Dwayne and Brian have already submitted theirs.
Right, and implemented. Okay, good.
And in both cases, yes.
Okay.
Kim, to the stack.
Kim, just a sec. Okay, so thank you for that. Yeah, Kim, what's up?
Arlene, the general manager, Kay, distributed his plan to the LSB.
Right.
So.
You're welcome to report on it as much as you want. Laverne and I have sincere questions that we plan to bring up with him tomorrow.
Okay. Bill, at this point, I'm going to hand it over to you to do a review of that document in response to your request. I think that's fair and appropriate, and we'll try to put a time limit on it of about 15 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And I'll try to be brief until we get questions. Okay, I'm referring to the document that starts up FCST, which I assume means forecast, PNB 201007, Consol Income Statement, FCST Summary, July 2012.xlsx. So this was sent out to the PNB and to the National Finance Committee by Laverne, along with some other financial documents a week ago yesterday, and I forwarded it again this afternoon to the NFC. And I really appreciate the work in putting this together. And it includes actuals through the third quarter, which just ended last month, and then forecasts for the remainder of this year. And just before I get started, I'll point out that, these are the kind of numbers that the auditor looks at. And if anything, in the last few years, the auditor usually has even some corrections that are usually make things look a little worse for us. So I don't think we should be trying to find ways to make it look better. But these, I think these are some sobering numbers that we really need to take seriously based on what the last two different auditors have told us, that we have to get our budgets balanced, we have to control expenses if we can't get revenues up, and that we absolutely have to stop the deficit spending, which has been going on for each of the last five fiscal years while our debt is growing. So in the consolidated tab, if you look at column U, this is forecast through the end of this fiscal year, shows a $703,000 deficit for Pacific as a whole through the end of September. Each station, again, looking at column U, KPFA shows a $136,000 deficit. KPFK shows a, let me find it again, $244,000. This is column, oh, I'm sorry. It's actually
I'm
column
looking at line 35.
Line 31.
Yeah, two.
Why line 31 and not 35?
Because the net income that you see on line 31 will be the net income that will be reported on your audit.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Because that's capital items also that are included in 35.
Right.
But you're right. It's net income before capital items, right? Okay. Because capital items get depreciated. Okay, let me go back to KPFA then. Make sure they only had 12,000 of capital items, so that didn't make a lot of difference. It was $124,096 net income projected for KPFA. KPFT projects for the full year $28,000 surplus. That's primarily because we'd already cut, or we'd already reduced personnel a few months ago by one person. WBAI, net income line 33 shows a $257,000 loss. WPFW, line 30 net income or loss shows $142,000 loss. So I just want to remind you, this puts...
And what was the K?
K is line 31, $139,000. That doesn't include the capital items. This is a loss, $139,407. So this puts like WPFW in a really bad bind, because you know they're trying to convince potential landlords to sign a lease so they can move to a new building. Their building's supposed to be torn down at the end of the year, or they have to move out at the end of the year so they can. The building is planned for demolition, and it's really hard to convince, you know, some landlords that, yeah, we can pay our bills when we continue to have deficits every year and our debt is mounting. And it probably could be a problem for WAI also, and it puts all of us at risk. We've had several situations where we barely were able to make payroll this year at more than one station, and only by borrowing from other stations. And this will get worse if our deficit continues. So I'll shut up for now. But let me say, Tracy put a motion forth on the agenda. I'll move that unless she wants to do it. I think it shows really clearly that we need to cut our expenses by more than what this is. I mean, the $700,000 would be enough just to barely break even. And let me look at the consolidated one. And we really need to start making a little bit dent in our debt. Plus, we need to rebuild our reserves. We really, really need our reserves at all stations so that the next time we have a transmitter problem or some other critical equipment, we can afford to get it fixed or replaced right away. So I'll move Tracy's motion, unless you want to make that motion, Tracy. Did you put in the agenda? Want me to do that? I'll go ahead and make that motion.
Yes, I'm perfectly fine with that. R. Paul, can you make Bill the mover of the motion?
Yes.
And I'll repeat it for people in the street. The National Finance Committee recommends the Pacific and National Board that on completion of the mandated submission, a fourth quarter 2012 income forecast from all six divisions that planned expense reductions totaling $1 million annually be implemented as soon as possible and no later than the completion of the current fiscal year.
Okay, so that's been moved. So with that, I guess we'll go to some discussion, and I hear R. Paul for the stack. Is there anyone else on the stack?
Barbara for the stack.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Okay, let's go to R. Paula and then to Barbara.
Yeah, we've been in a crisis for more than recently. So, I think we have to unfortunately do this. It's, you cannot cut your way to prosperity, but you sometimes have to do the cuts or else you're going to be, worse than a patient etherized upon a table. You're not going to make it. So, yeah, we have to do something. Looking through
the statements and stuff for all of the stations, you will find that, well, the bottom line is, of course, everybody's negative. And if you add up all that negativity, yeah, you're coming up to that very big number there. And I think that in the long term, what we need to do is deal with programming issues so that we can get more listeners and have more of them give us money. But that takes time, and we no longer have any kind of time for that. So I'm in support of this motion. I wish it didn't have to be, but I think that something like this is probably rather overdue.
Okay, Barbara's next.
Well, I would, I'm not going to speak for or against the motion right now. I have a question about the data that's in the forecast that LeVarne circulated. I did send you an email asking about it, and I'm just wondering where you got it, because apparently in the past, this kind of report has been produced in your office by the financial analyst, and this time it was not. And I would just want to know where you got whatever information you used. If you didn't use his, historical formulas and data that he keeps, and he also apparently would be talking to the various business managers and general managers before completing such a forecast. So I just would like to know where the data came from that went into your forecast.
This is LeVarne.
Yes, go.
I don't know what you're saying. Something was produced by the financial analyst. Where did you get that from? Who told you that? What we have done in the past, but not the last year or the prior year, is that in the budget format, you have we have to show, as Kim has asked about many times, you have the year, the current fiscal year, and the next year, and then those 3 months between the time you produce your budget and actually generating a budget for the next year, those 3 months has not been filled in. So what I did was I don't get data when you do a forecast. Forecast is a very intricate and delicate process. You know, you're looking at the run rate, you're looking at the budget, you're looking at a cash flow. So the only real cash flow I get is from KPFT and PRA. So if I have a cash flow, I can tell you exactly what your expenses will be almost, because it's a variance. The variance there is always your revenue, your listener support, and what you're planning to get and to achieve in any fund drive. So with KPFT, the number is about right on, because KPFT does a cash flow that goes through like 2013 through the next fiscal year. So if I was getting this exact cash flow that I've asked for each month, it would be exact. So I think some of the variance that you see, Barbara, is on revenue and how you achieve revenue. But the planning assumptions for revenue and for fund drives are the same. When you have a fund drive, if you intend to produce $350,000 in pledges in September or August, you're not going to see $350,000 in fiscal year 2012. Because, first of all, really the only part you're going to see at that point will be your credit cards. And at various stations that vary, maybe 50 to 60 to 70%. So you may see that, but you're definitely not going to see the rest of it because it has to be billed. So that's what a forecast is. And a forecast isn't just getting numbers from someplace. This is a very intricate process. So, and when you say the analyst did it before, who told you that? Because I'm not familiar with that at all.
The business manager said that's where it has come from before.
Oh,
but
I
we don't need to argue that, LeVarne.
I'm curious. You said it, so I was curious. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just saying, let's chill on the crosstalk. The question's been answered. Are there any other comments or discussion regarding promotions?
Yeah, Ken to the stack. I might have been Ken to the stack. I might have been on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anybody else besides Ken? Okay. Ken, go ahead.
I support the motion. I want to indicate that at least at KPFK, we've gone through 3 years of trying to increase listeners' support by hiring strip programmers, paid programmers, and increasing our FTEs and our overhead employment.
Yeah.
We have basically three strip programmers and one or two others that are paid, without going into the details. So that experiment has already been done. We've had increasing expenses in the face of decreasing revenues, irrespective, no attention paid to it. The only I would have made an amendment saying that it is expected that the general managers and program directors and all staff will cooperate with necessary correction to expenses so that the foundation is, you know, some kind of a, but I'm not going to make the amendment because it is their job description and they have to follow these instructions and they can't just decide on their own that they don't like it and they want to do something else. This is a foundation. It's not, this is not a, like a McDonald's franchise. It's a foundation of five radio stations. So I support the motion strongly. And yes, we have to get around to correcting the programming. That's not the topic here of the NFC.
Okay. Is there anybody else on the staff to discuss the motion? Okay. Then I'll ask the scary question. Are there any objections to the motion?
I abstain.
Okay. Then that means that we do have to do a roll call vote. So, Art Paul, if you could do that.
Can you just read what the motion is again, please? Thank
you. I'll do that in a second. Okay, the motion is the National Finance Committee recommends to the Pacifica National Board that on completion of the mandated submission of the fourth quarter 2012 income forecasts from all six divisions, that planned expense reductions totaling $1 million annually be implemented as soon as possible and no later than the completion of the current fiscal year. And
I guess I just want to make a point, and I don't... Well, this is Tim. Can I get on the stack?
Tim, please. Point. Don't do that.
Well, technically, once we're embarked on a vote, no, but I guess... Since our Paul was just reading the motion before we voted, yes, I'll let you on the stack.
I guess the point being that no station, you know, it's not just like, oh, let me see, the magic wand says $1 million. But it's like the point being that we need the stations to show a surplus and not a deficit, because each station is showing a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that that should be included in there, so it's not just some magic number we pulled out of the air.
I object.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. You don't know what you object to. It sounds like Kim has an amendment to the motion in mind, which is okay. She's allowed to put an amendment on the floor. It's a little late, but we'll go with it. But you have to give me specific language, Kim.
Well, does anybody think that this is important to talk about, to put in there? If not, I'll move on. I mean, that's just kind of like my, I don't object, but I just think it would help.
Okay.
Or the message that is going to get out to the public very soon, no matter what we do.
Barbara for the stack.
Oh, well, we were going to vote, but no.
I don't have one.
Yeah, okay. Kim, I think you're sort of throwing a discussion item out there, which is not quite procedurally right, but let's go with it for a couple of minutes. My personal feeling is I prefer the motion simply worded, but, you know, people may disagree. And start thinking about what an amendment would look like, so you'll have something specific to put to bring to the table.
Barbara's on the staff. Is there anybody else who wants to be on the staff?
I'm on the staff.
Jim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex.
Who else?
Alex.
Okay. Okay, so let's go Barbara, Jim, Alex.
Well.
Okay.
My reason for saying that I was going to abstain is sort of related to what Kim was saying. I think this was a lot of work had to be done in a short amount of time, which isn't a bad idea, but in fact, I think some of these, the data is still being examined, and I'm feeling like this is not in line with the resolution that was passed by the PNB, which had a little different focus. And I feel like I wouldn't want to pass this motion right now in this committee.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Jim, I think, is next.
Okay, I think we have to look at the foundation as a business. We don't have the money. We can't earn any more revenue. We've shown over years we can't do that. The only thing we can do right now to survive is to cut expenses. KPFT, we looked at friends in the face and said, we've got a problem here. Got to let you go. I think it's time for the other four stations to become adults and start doing what they have to do. This is the first step that the foundation needs to survive. Thank you.
Okay. Alex, you're next.
Yes, there was a lot of discussion about issues relating to this at the in-person conferences last weekend, and there's a lot of resistance by those people charged with carrying out such measures to actually undertaking them. There's finger pointing, not my station, your station. This kind of stuff is going on. The resolution we're about to vote on tonight does not deal with those issues, and I probably don't think it should. But I just want to make everybody aware of that in case they haven't been. I will say that in justification for the cuts, it's not only the immediate numbers that we're getting from the forecast. If you look at the long-term trends, every single station has been losing listeners, has been losing revenue. They've tried to make up for it by increasing fund drive days, doing all kinds of desperate things. But it's clear that we're in a certain kind of downward spiral. Cutting expenses, of course, is not going to solve that long-term problem. It's simply a kind of an emergency measure to get us to a point where we're not bleeding to death. We do need to rethink our whole business plan, and that's the only way we're going to reverse these trends. That's all I have to say on that.
Okay.
Bill from Sacramento.
Okay. Anybody besides Bill?
Campbell.
Okay. I'm sorry, Campbell. I think you said something before, so we'll reverse the order, and you can go before Bill. Campbell?
Yes. I have a fundamental problem with the perspectives that I see here. It seems as though no one's ready to take any responsibility to come outside of a silo to actually implement any kind of strategies that can have this network function as a network. It seems as though we're going to do and stick with, things that we've done in the past. We're not inclined to at all improve on things or adopt different approaches. And I think that this committee is part of that, in that we just look at, numbers. And we don't see that we have a responsibility beyond just looking at numbers. I think that more so than having the passive role of looking at numbers, this committee could be making recommendations, solid recommendations, to the stations, to the PNB, that these are the actions that need to be taken by all of us in order to make this operation more viable. And I think that that's a terrible shortcoming, and it's the kind of thing that is going to let this network slip into failure. And, you know, I think that it's doing a fine job of moving in that direction now, but I think that there's a lot that we could do to improve things and to make things more positive. We are just not inclined to think outside the box. That's unfortunate. Thank you.
Okay. Before we go to Bill, this is just a point of personal privilege. The chair is getting on a BART train. She will be in transit for 15 minutes if I blink in and out. Or Paul, if you could maybe facilitate the conversation for the next 15 minutes if I'm not available.
Okay.
In other words, if there's a pregnant pause and I'm not there, you're on. Okay, Bill, you're up.
Well, I'll be brief. You know, I agree with a lot of what Campbell says. I am disappointed that we don't have enough people who were willing to try to implement new things to make it work. But, you know, we did come up, well, Frat did, which is composed about two-thirds of the people on there are from this committee, came up with a national, helped work with our ED to develop the financial recovery plan, which does include a lot of revenue-producing ideas. I mean, the emphasis mostly is on increasing listenership and membership and revenues, and on controlling expenses, too. But, you know, I haven't seen any of that stuff being worked on much. And, you know, all of our LSBs are at fault for this. There's things that our board members could help with, people on the PNB and the LSB, and some of them take time, but frankly, I haven't seen hardly anything. So we've had five continuous years of deficits. Both of our last two auditors have said, you absolutely have to stop this. Our debt is growing. We don't have any reserves. We're in really big trouble if we have another problem with a transmitter or something like that. And, you know, this committee, I mean, our major responsibility is to look at the numbers. We've been talking about this almost, well, every month, just about in the last year, and our decreasing revenues and our, in some cases, increasing payroll expenses and other expenses, and it just cannot continue. And, you know, it'd be nice if all the PNB would look at all the spreadsheets too, but I don't think they're doing it. They depend on us. We need to show some leadership. So, and we need to pass this motion and begin to get us out of this hole that we're in.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to be on the stack? Okay, then it sounds to me like our Paul, you, I'll go back to Kim briefly just to say, do you have an amendment at this time or not?
Well, I it was interesting to hear what people thought about this, but nobody addressed the idea of making the wording reflect our concerns in this way. So I can't get an idea. People think there should be some different wording to the motion.
What I'll say, Kim, is I didn't hear anyone else put a whole bunch of support behind the idea. I mean, as a member of the committee, you're free to suggest any amendment that you want. But
I mean, yeah, and since, you know, I don't know whether they just weren't focused on it or they don't care, but I guess I'll withdraw it, for expediency. It doesn't really matter, Tracy. People already have their opinions, and this is just sort of pro forma, I guess. You know, we all sort of understand what's going to happen. So, fine. I'm withdrawing my my non-motion idea.
Your non-amendment, yes. Okay. Then we are free to go to a vote. So, our Paul, if you could go ahead and call the roll.
Okay. I don't think we need it reread. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
LaVon Williams.
Yes.
Okay, 9-4, 2 against, 0 abstentions.
All right. Thank you, folks. We will put that on our long list of pending commotions at the PNB, and someday there will be an NFC report. I don't know when. Okay. So with that, we have two items left on the agenda. I'm not sure that either of them is all that pressing. One of them I at least would like to get an update on. So let me tell you what they are, and then we can make some decisions about how long we want to hang in tonight. The first is the leftover event management motion from last time. My recollection of that discussion is there were a number of objections to the text as it was. Ken and I made some vague promise we would go over it and try to streamline it a bit, and we didn't do it. So if it doesn't stress anybody out too much, I'm inclined to think we should just roll the postponement over to the next meeting, because the same objections are going to be on the table, and I don't think anyone tonight wants to go through that thing line by line and start cutting it down. So does anybody object to a sort of continued postponement?
Without
okay. Objection. It sounds like it. Woohoo. Okay, last item. Interstation transfers. LaVarne, we are still waiting on a report from you for any regarding any and all interstation transfers and their status from the beginning of this fiscal year. We need to get an ETA on that.
Okay, we're still working on that. We had to go all out the PNB meeting. So Efren is working on that along with consolidating budgets and getting budgets together. So if we start looking at a due date, I need to, we have made a lot of progress on getting the legal expenses down so that I can transfer those costs to the station. So we're looking at, at least another week after the whole PNB and trying to get those reports out. And then also, as you know, we've been trying to get revised forecasts for the fourth quarter. So that's the other thing that I have been working on. So, we're looking at another week before we can actually...
Okay. I understand there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, obviously. But, just to say something, this request has been pending for about 2 months. And I... Whoops, there comes the train. Hold on.
There's nothing else I can tell you, Tracy, except what we've been working on and what I can do. So that's it. We're working on it. We will get it done. We did have help in terms of getting the legal, because that's a big part of it, too. So we have a pretty good idea of what that is. We've gotten more invoices from the legal firms where we owe them. So that's where we are.
Do you think that an August 14th due date is realistic?
2 weeks? Oh, absolutely. I'm sure, because as long as we're working it, we have budgets. We basically, those are done. We have to consolidate. And we'll go back to this. The other part of this, let me just let everyone know, is that we were working on this audit up through the end of June. And then what we finally got were the adjustments that were made. So what I have to do now is I have to go through and look at the adjustments that were given to us to make sure that they are, show the impact on the revenue for last year. And so we have to do reconciliation on those adjustments to see what hit our bottom line. So that's what the priority is, to see what the whole picture looks like, which is for the foundation. So we have to do the analysis, reconcile the adjustments that the auditor sent to us. I think he sent it last week, along with a new invoice. And so until we get that, that's where we are.
Okay, thank you. You will be pestered for it prior to the meeting on the 14th.
The 14th? Okay, let me write that down.
Okay. As long as we get there eventually. And with that, we've completed the agenda. So unless there's any parting shots from someone, I think we can adjourn, and I will see all of you guys on the 14th, hopefully with lots of budgets between now and then.
Thanks, everybody.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay.
Night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.